My name is John Erling, and today's date is February 18th, 2021. Ray, would you state your full name, please?
My name is Raymond L. Bigham.
And your date of birth?
5/21/38.
May 21st, 1938, and your present age is?
82 years old. And I mean old.
You're not old. I'm recording this here in our office of Voices of Oklahoma in Tulsa, and where are you?
I'm in Claremore, Oklahoma, at my office, which is on my little tiny farm I have here in Claremore.
And COVID and snow has been keeping us home, right?
I've been home so long, I'm fixing to take his ankle bracelet off and go somewhere.
And we didn't commit a crime. We were under house arrest.
That's right. We're doing our time. So now we ought to have one coming. We ought to be able to go out and do a little crime.
Right. And COVID, what did it do to your lifestyle? Did it keep you home completely? Did you go to the grocery store, or what did you do?
Well, I did stock up pretty good. And I've got some friends who last 2 days came and picked me up and took me shopping and whatever I needed to do. That's because of the snowstorm we're living under right now.
Right.
The COVID, that didn't change my lifestyle except my livelihood. It closed down all my commercial jobs. But as far as staying home and all, I did not stay home.
Well, now we're into the vaccination period, and everybody's talking about that. Have you had your vaccination yet?
Well, it's been canceled twice, but it's scheduled again next Monday. So maybe this time I'll get it.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Where were you born?
Hemet, California. Baker Street Labor Camp.
In a labor camp?
Baker Street Labor Camp in a canvas-covered cottage. You know, they had those little tents. That's where my parents were living, picking grapes and whatever they did in California to survive.
Wow. I want to come back to that. Tell us your mother's name.
Beatrice May Stoneberger.
Where did she grow up?
Gore, Oklahoma.
What was her personality like?
Well, she's very uneducated and just a hard worker. Had 10 pregnancies, raised 6 of us to adulthood, didn't know anything but work.
Yeah.
She died when I was 9 years old.
Wow.
My father, Walter Kit Bingham, is from Braggs, Oklahoma, close to Gore there. He was born in 1901. In Indian Territory, of course.
What did he do for a living?
He did all kinds of things. He was a good fiddle player, and he played a lot of dances around the country, but he was an expert moonshine maker. It was where we lived, had to have a good little creek on it so he'd get water, and he made a lot of moonshine, and was arrested for it a few times, but that's what he did. But then he did a little painting, and he did barber work. He was uneducated also. They came here to Claremore when they put the water line in from Spavinaugh to Tulsa. I think it was a WPA project. Made $1 a day. Pretty good. And then when that project finished, they migrated to California following the harvest and so forth. And that's when I had another brother 2 years older than me, and I was born there when I was 4 months old. They came back to Oklahoma.
Okay.
They had the original Grapes of Wrath trip to California, and they were from that same part of the world down there that in the book, in the movie.
Tell us about this camp again that you were born in and what they were doing there.
Well, have you seen the movie Grapes of Wrath?
Yes.
All right. Those places where all the migrant farm workers lived. On my 50th anniversary of being born, I went back there to see it. Because it wasn't in existence anymore, the grocery store and parking lot where that was, but that was just where they were living when I came along.
And then overall, you had 10 brothers and sisters?
She gave birth to 10 children, yes.
They didn't all survive?
Right. 6 of us reached adulthood, but not so much with her health. Like I said, I was 9 years old when she passed away.
Then, as you said, they came back to Oklahoma when you were 4 months old, and then they settled there in Claremore.
Yes, and moved quite often. They never owned a place. They moved from one place to the other. They go to school either at Chambers, Lone Elm, or Verdigris. My dad stayed in that area because there's quite a few little branches of water that he can set up and make his whiskey. It's where I live now.
There are people listening to this don't understand what moonshine is. Describe that.
The same thing as whiskey that comes from the Jack Daniel's distillery. Only it's made out in somebody's barn or out in the woods. It's very illegal because there's no taxes paid on it. And Oklahoma, being a dry state, even made it more illegal.
You said he was arrested?
Oh, yes. He got arrested 3 or 4 times for it. They bust up his still. So he'd have to go do a real job somewhere, like painting or playing a barber or something, so he could get his still put back together.
Do you remember people coming to the farm to buy the moonshine?
Yeah, we did at night, because if they saw the smoke coming from the far, they would know that somebody's in the woods doing something, and they'd come and fight. So you did it at night so they didn't see the smoke, and would bottle it up and take it wherever he would be hiding it out, maybe a barn or something.
So then you needed the fire for what?
The cooker, they call it. And I could not make whiskey right now. My older brothers could. I was so young when this was going on. I remember seeing it. I know what it looked like, the boiler and the coil and the singlings that comes out, but I couldn't make it. I wouldn't have the knowledge to make it, but my older brothers, they sure could.
Let's get you into school. Elementary, junior high school, was that there in Claremore?
Went to Chamber School. It's about a mile from where I'm at now. It's 3 miles south of Claremore. 8 grades in one room. Mrs. Lawrence is a wonderful teacher. Now, as we would move, we'd go to Verdigris School for a while, which is a little more modern. It had running water and everything. Or Lone Elm or Justice. But I always come back. See, I always came back to this area, and we loved Chamber School. I don't know if you're aware, John, but the schools in Oklahoma, I did a story one time, and Carol Lester ran it in the Claremore paper about education in Oklahoma and these one-room schoolhouses. I found that idea very interesting, so I did some research. And when they built these schools in Oklahoma, they're no farther than 6 miles apart. The reason being that, no kid had to walk over 3 miles to school. And that's a pretty long walk on these cold mornings. And look at it like you got Claremore, then you got Justice out on Highway 20, and then you got Harmony Star. Each of these are 6 miles apart. And then Osage School and then Pryor. Every one of those are 6 miles apart. And you go the other direction on Highway 33 or 412 it is now. You go from Inola back to Catoosa, and there's 2 schools in between. A lot of those schools are still standing there, turned them into residents and so forth. I found that very interesting. See, if you go north of Claremore, you got Claremore, then Sequoia, then Foyle, then Bushy Head, then Chelsea. Right on up to Bonita. They're all 6 miles apart. Somebody might find that interesting.
Yes, that's very interesting. How many grades did you remain in the one-room schoolhouse?
8. Now, we went back and forth here and there. So 8th grade, I wasn't living at home anymore. I was working on the dairy. I graduated from Justice School, 8th grade. I still got my diploma. There's 8 of us in my class.
Where was high school?
I went to Claremore High School, and then 1 year I went to Collinsville, and then back to Claremore another year. And I left the educated part of my life in the 11th grade and joined the Air Force.
What year would that have been?
1955, August 3rd, 1955.
When you left school and joined the Air Force?
Yes. Ended up, there were 5 of us here in Claremore all joined together. And it was a great experience. As soon as basic training was over, we were scattered all over. Eisenhower was the president at that time, and there was no war going on. They were overstocked with things, so they gave you an option for discharge. So I got discharged after 2 years instead of 4. I had a younger brother and sister that needed my help. So on my discharge papers, it said hardship.
So then you were helping your brothers and sisters living on a farm in Claremore?
Yeah, different farms. My dad, when my mom died, turned us over to the county, and they would find you a place to live. But drawback to it, you had to work.
He turned you over to the county?
Welfare department, I guess.
And then who did you live with?
They had an orphanage in Pryor. None of us chose to go there. We decided to do the other thing. And I guess they still do it. People take these young people in, and they get paid so much a month for taking care of them.
Is that what you did? You went to live with foster parents?
Seven different ones. Six of them had dairies, and I milked cows. And I got tired of that.
What ages were you living in those seven different foster homes?
3 and 9 years old.
As you look back on that, what did that experience do for you? Was it always good, or there was some ups and downs through all that?
I had one place that I felt they really wanted me there because they liked me. They were both school teachers. They retired and moved out of state, and I was with them for a little over a year, and the best time of my childhood. However, none of the rest of them had an interest in me. It's what I could do as far as milking, feeding hogs, doing things. Probably the best thing for me, though, because I never have been scared of work. I've never been out of a job over a half a day. Lose one, go find another one. So working like I did for those people and getting nothing in return except a cot to sleep on, it was not a good life. But I'm not here to complain. I think it was good for me because it taught me how to work.
That's a good lesson there. A lot of people will blame their childhood, and you chose not to do that. But you had that innate quality that work was it, and so work got you out of it.
It worked for me.
It worked for you, right, absolutely.
It worked for all of us. All my brothers and sisters did well.
Did your father stay in touch with you while you were living in all these homes?
Yeah, I'd take someplace where he was playing music, and I'd go to watch him. We'd visit a little bit, and then every once in a while, I'd go stay a day or two with him. But he never took the responsibility to take care of us in any way.
As you got older, did you resent that?
I don't think so. I kept hoping that, well, maybe on the phone he'd say, I'm coming to see you this weekend. And I'd sit out on the porch where I was living at the time, waiting for him to come, and he wouldn't show up. Those things were not good.
You know? Yeah. That's sad. How old was he when he died?
53. He died of cirrhosis of the liver.
Was that alcohol that took him?
Yes. And I was 15 years old when he died.